Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday was the 243rd anniversary of the Declaration of Independence by the Continental Congress. Tomorrow, Americans celebrate Independence Day, which was only when the text of the Declaration of Independence was approved. Few Americans outside of Delaware have heard of Caesar Rodney, the right man in the right place to make a key difference in the colonies declaring independence from Great Britain. I learned of him when I spent most of one summer in Dover, Delaware. That's why it did not surprise me that he was honored 20 years ago on the very first American statehood quarters. Here's his story. Caesar Rodney was chair of the Delaware Colonial Assembly on June 15, 1776, when it voted to sever all ties with Britain. Rodney was also one of three Delaware delegates to the Continental Congress in Philadelphia. Congress delegate Richard Henry Lee from Virginia presented a resolution on June 7 to declare independence from Great Britain. Supporters and opponents argued their positions for 3 weeks. On June 11, Congress appointed a committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. The members were John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin from Pennsylvania, Thomas Jefferson from Virginia, Robert Livingston of New Jersey, and Roger Sherman from Connecticut. Jefferson created the initial text, then incorporated feedback from the others. Their draft was presented to Congress on June 28. After modifications, Congress voted on the Declaration on July 1st. Because the vote was not unanimous, it was tabled until the next day. The two Delaware delegates there were deadlocked. Caesar Rodney, suffering from facial cancer, had returned home to recuperate. Upon hearing of his colony's tie vote late on July 1, Rodney rose from his sickbed, rode 70 miles on horseback overnight to Philadelphia, and Delaware's delegation voted in favor of independence on July 2nd. South Carolina's delegation then changed to support the declaration. The vote for independence was adopted 12-0 that day. New York's delegation abstained but was authorized to support the declaration a week later. After voting for independence, the Continental Congress continued revising the draft of the Declaration of Independence. On July 4th, Congress approved the epic document. Celebrate with me tomorrow the courage and fortitude of heroes like Caesar Rodney. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.